This thing on? Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomala Destroyer Show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening, because the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, rabbits, prairie dogs, sloths, any other mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snakes, slugs, or geckos. The weather sucks lately, and the only good thing about it is the geckos are probably suffering because of it. Not that that excuses the chimps who cause bad weather by offending the sun god, but, you know, at the same time, screw the geckos. They all gone now? Alright, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomala Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo the Glowing. You probably know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomala Destroyer. If not, you are a loser. Shame on you. And you can catch yourself up at my website, ZomalaDestroyer.com. I guess. Ugh, what a week. I mean, it's practically halfway through June, and it still looks like March. Not exactly tropical temperatures here in Vancouver, and only intermittent sun. Yesterday, Georgie was wandering around the house in a bikini top in short shorts. Gwenna told her, ain't no one want to see that. Well, she says, so watch the TV instead. Like Gwenna says to her, it's her fault that there's no sun, you know, because the sun god probably don't want to see her flabby monkey flesh on display neither. And that's why the sun was hiding behind the clouds. Well, that's ridiculous, Samo. Put some clothes on, chimpette. It's my house. If I want to walk around in shorts and a bra, I will. Fine. Then Iguana's gonna call Mr. Heidel to come over and be a perv. The hell you will. Watch me. Iguana texted Mr. Heidel to come over and watch, you know, veterinary show reruns with Iggy because, you know, as I just casually mentioned in the text, Georgie was half naked. Sure enough, he was in the front door in like 2 minutes. Albeit not paying any damn attention to pointing and laughing at the bunny getting its infected eyeball removed on TV. You know, hey, as long as this mammal's suffering, I don't see the problem. In fact, it's a good thing. But anyways, Georgie, of course, was pissed. Not just about the vet shows and me laughing, but, you know, about Mr. Heidel and all that. So she immediately disappeared to her room, and lo and behold, when she came back downstairs, she had some clothes on. She was in baggy cargo pants and a baggy paint-splattered T-shirt. You know, Mr. Heidel just smirked, and he says to her,
nice. Put some clothes on so you can do a proper striptease out of them baggy clothes. Nice.
And then he started asking her weird questions about her pink toenail polish. I don't know why, but he knows how to play a perv real well. Anyways, Georgie immediately disappeared upstairs again. When she came back down, she was wearing fuzzy Chanel black socks. And then, you know, she insisted on sitting on my green ottoman instead of on the couch next to Mr. Heidel because, you know, I don't know why, but I told her my ottoman is not for chimps, is where I sit. And even if I'm sitting on the couch, that doesn't mean she's allowed to sit on my ottoman. Anyways, didn't matter. That was across from the couch. So Mr. Heidel, he just stared at her boobs, and then she got uncomfortable. She crossed her arms over her chest. And then he put his, nodded his head down a little bit, and he started, you know, staring at her hooch. She didn't like that. So then she crossed her legs, and he started, you know, tilting his head as if he was looking under her butt, and, she shifting around the whole time and all that. Anyways, yeah. I don't know why you would want to look anyways. Chimps are weird. Anywho, unfortunately, Mr. Heidel couldn't stay too long, you know, because he had to go get ready to go to work, you know, bartending and all. You know, apparently Saturday nights are more lucrative for him to go work at the bar, passing out shots and getting stupid chimps drunk and stuff, you know, rather than sitting on the couch watching medical malpractice bloopers with me mostly, but... You know, well, I guess in the same room as Georgie, but Georgie wasn't really watching the TV either. She was just complaining, and then she was on her phone, you know, probably putting some stupid feminist claptrap on her Facebook about the male gaze or some such crap. I don't know. Anyways, in her age, she should just be glad any male is even looking at her halfway sideways. Anyways, she don't realize that, you know. A lot of bad influences around Georgie. But anyways, where was I going with this? Yeah, so Mr. Heidel went home anyways. But at least he managed to make Georgie miserable and put some clothes on. And that's the important thing. Meanwhile, other stories. A couple days before then, I guess Wednesday or Thursday, technical support monkey came over to hang out, you know, and also get away from her dad. He's just now realizing that they need to actually start the whole, you know, moving thing because they get the house keys next weekend, I guess. Apparently it's going to be a lot of work. Meanwhile, technical support monkey already has been packing and she's still realizing that the whole process is going to suck and be a lot of work. You know, they got a lot of stuff and whatnot. And I said to her, sucky process. Well, that's the Lord's way of punishing you for moving to the cow named Chan Valley instead of to Los Angeles, like Iguana told you.
No, it's like the Lord's way of punishing us for being pack rats for, like, forever.
Yeah, that too, but mostly it's the Los Angeles thing. But anyway, did you warn What's-His-Face Guitar Dude about the move?
Yeah, he knows I'll be there full-time by early July.
Yeah, well, that's good. It gives him some time to invest in a good quality taser.
He's not buying a taser, Zomo.
Well, he's not going to tell you he is, but of course he is. I mean, a taser packs a lot more of a wallop than a restraining order, after all.
For an millionth time, Zomo, there's no restraining order.
Right.
He's helping me with my songwriting, Zomo.
Right. Of course he is, Chimpette. There. I'm sure your life is going to work out just fine. Anyways, technical support monkey got a hair up her butt about that and pouted. She and Georgie discussed the finer points of moving boxes. Apparently the good ones come from Canadian Tire and the Walmart ones suck and are crap and actually aren't that much cheaper anyways. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, oh, but it's something about the bubble wrap is better at Walmart or something. Very deep, important conversations. They were going to kind of dozed off. I wasn't listening. But anyways, technical support monkey apparently had been meaning to get more bubble wrap. And, you know, because Iguana was bored and because there's nothing good on TV and because all sorts of mischief can be had at a Walmart, it kind of suggested we all go get a bunch of bubble wrap right now before our technical support monkey forgot. Well, she kind of shrugged and said, okay, I guess we can go. And then Georgie wanted to get leg wax or something. I don't know. So we all piled into Technical Support Monkey's car to drive to Walmart. Well, the first issue, Technical Support Monkey has a bright red car. Your car sucks, Chimpette. Get another one.
Yeah, I'm probably going to get a Jeep in the fall.
Get it now.
I don't have the money for it till the fall.
Oh, you finally getting a damn job?
I don't need a job, Zomo. I make money in the stock market.
You're a stockbroker? Iguana, I thought you were bad at math.
No, I have like an investment portfolio. I get dividends. Plus I do like a little bit of online trading.
So you make money online?
Yeah, I guess you could say so.
Okay. So you're a cam whore is what you're saying.
No, I swing trade gold stocks.
Swingers clubs. Got it.
No, swing trading is like I buy gold stock and when I think it's low and then I sell it a few days later when it goes up and then when it drops down again I buy it again and sell it again. It's like they're really volatile, so I can milk a bit of money out of it every week and it kind of helps.
Okay, you get milked on camera. That's disgusting, Chimpette.
There's no camera in it. No, it's like money milking.
Yeah, you get paid for your milking. Gross. Anyways, Georgie butted in and said, Zomo, just shut up. You don't know anything about the stock market. And you do, Georgie. Georgie didn't have nothing to say about that, of course, because, you know, she's an artist and she's even worse at math than technical support Mickey is. Anyways, Iguana had to ride in the ugly red car. Gross. Ugh. Speaking of gross, so we get to Walmart. Instantly, the world gets uglier. You know that whole People of Walmart website ain't exaggerating all that much. You know, technical support monkeys seem to be the most formally dressed, fanciest dressed, you know, in the whole damn place, you know, because she wore her best black yoga pants with no gaping holes in the ass. Anyway, Iguana sat on her shoulder instead of Georgie's, you know, because it's fun to yank different hair for a change. Georgie's kind of becoming immune to it, I think. Anyway, so we wandered aimlessly in the Walmart. The chimps refused to buy me a box of strawberries from the food section because supposedly Iggy already had enough treats today. Bullshit. Never so... There's no such thing as too many treats. Never enough. Anyways, aside from that, technical support monkey bought graph paper because she has some weird neurosis about needing graph paper. She got to figure out where to put all her junk in the new house, and apparently graph paper helps her do diagrams and dioramas or something stupid like that. Anyways, supposedly every time she buys graph paper, it disappears somewhere into her father's office or something. I wasn't really listening, but she's like got some weird obsession with buying graph paper and swearing that it disappears. Anyway. Georgie bought some makeup stuff, which seemed kind of odd because she never wears any makeup. Okay, Georgie's buying makeup. I don't know why. You know, anyways, then we went upstairs and technical support monkey was looking for a bath mat for her new bathroom in the new house. Iguana bullied her into getting the lime green one. And she tried to pretend like it was her own idea because, like, it'll go really nice with the aqua blue towels I got. Yeah, right. Humans and their delusion of free will. I'm telling you, I told her she had to get the lime green bath mat. She can't take credit for that. It was my idea. Anyway, technical support monkey is also up there looking at patio sets for the new house. And she wasn't going to buy none here, which was a good thing because... What did I just say about ugly red? Well, the patio sets at Walmart have red cushions on them, and that is disgusting. But anyway, so she promised she won't buy a red cushion set. She'll get something else. But she was just looking at prices. I don't know why she was wasting her time. But anyways. Yeah. Iguana also noticed treachery and treason because of them chimpettes. After the patio set thing, then we went to the pet section. And, you know, I think I've mentioned it before. Technical support monkey is planning to get this stupid dog, and I told her she's not allowed to get a dog. If she needs protection, she needs to get an Uzi. If she wants something to cuddle, she needs to get a man monkey. No dogs. I don't like dogs. Stupid animals. Retarded animals. And they smell bad. And they lick their own buttholes. And they're awful. But anyways, bad enough. She wants to get the stupid dog anyways, even though he told her not to. But it gets worse. You see, she's also thinking she might get a couple kittens. No! Bad monkey. No! Bad. No! Don't make Iggy rub your nose in a filthy litter box. No! I said no! Kitties are cute. Kitties are evil murderers, chimpette.
You're a lot bigger than they are. You can defend yourself and then you train them to stay away from you and...
Yeah, with an Uzi.
No, you just spray them with water. They don't like that, and then they stay away.
Yeah, spraying them with lead works a whole lot better.
So, you're, like, so intolerant.
Damn right I am. What the hell ever possessed you to think cats are acceptable?
Well, it's, like, a rural property, so there might be, like, mice around. And my brother said,
Yeah, your brother. Your brother who has two cats. He's a bad influence on you, chimpette. You need to stop hanging around with him. She wouldn't listen to reason. Oh, and apparently What's-His-Face Guitar Dude also had cats, although the last one of them died last year. But the point is, he had, like, such a pretty kitty. Well, then make a coat of the damn cat. Don't get any for a pet. And he says to her, them cats is gonna ruin all your furniture.
Whatever, my stuff's all just cheap shit from IKEA anyways. Well, I'm just gonna get, like, a bunch of scratching posts for them.
Them cats is gonna pee on your carpet.
Well, that's okay, it's an ugly carpet anyways. I want my dad to replace it with laminate flooring anyway.
Them cats is gonna set off your allergies.
Well, not all cats do, like, I just when I go to pick out a cat, I'll pick one that doesn't make me sneeze.
You're going to go to hell if you get cats, Chimpette.
You keep saying I'm going to go to hell anyways.
Yeah, but you're going to go to a worse neighborhood in hell. You're going to go to the lonely spinsters with too many cats neighborhood in hell. Well, apparently Chimpette isn't bothered by that. In fact, she claims, speaking of spinsters, she says she's interested in learning how to spin her own wool, and she's taking classes after they move. She's even joining a spinster club. Talk about bad influences. And of course she goes,
is a spinner's guild, Zomo?
And then she claims that it's mostly full of married women, and therefore they would be good influences on her, but I don't believe her. Sister, you idiot. Leave the spinstering shit to Georgie. She already gave up on finding a man monkey. Don't you take up spinstering willingly. It sends the wrong message.
I don't know, Zomo. Maybe he'll be impressed if I make him a scarf and I, like, did it all myself, even, like, spinning the wool myself.
Man monkeys don't give a crap about that. Just buy yarn in the damn store. Oh, there, there. Right over there. Right over there. Right in that aisle. Buy some of that yarn there. No need to become a spinster.
Oh, what hobbies do you suggest I have instead?
What was wrong with hooker dancing?
I gave up pole dancing because it hurt my knees coming down the floor out of the spins.
Didn't you also do some other kind of hoochie dance?
Oh, I used to belly dance, but I just got sick of all the bullshit politics that goes with it.
Don't you go hiking?
Oh, yeah, there's like a park with a lot of trails down the road from my new house.
Well, do that instead of spinstering.
Well, yeah, but I'm going to do that as well as, like, I like making things.
You can make things without being a spinster.
Yeah, I want to make, like, everything, like, start to finish.
It's retarded. You can grow your own sheep, too?
No, but...
Well, then you're already adding a middleman for the wool. You might as well add a middle spinster for the yarn. Georgie's got nothing better to do on a Friday night. Tell her to spin your yarn for you. Her stupid Chimpette insists she wants to learn how to spin anyways. And Gwen is telling you, nothing good could possibly come from this. Other than she promised to knit me a blankie with some alpaca wool that's supposed to be extra warm. So I guess there's that. But anyways, aside from that, nothing good comes from willingly becoming a spinster. You can't tell any of these dumb Chimpettes that. They don't listen anymore anyways. Anyway, so we got a bunch of crap at Walmart and went home. And then they kept talking all night and annoying me. Anyways, speaking of blankets. I hope she knits the damn thing real quick for me. Anyways, I have a nap. So that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zomo the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, you get vicious revenge on them. Tell them they're going to end up in hell with spinsters and the 57 cats and all that. Idiots. Anyways, punish them severely if they snoop through your stuff. And then you can go to my website, ZomoLeDestroyer.com, grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. Talk at you eggs next week. Bye.